chips,
balance in your life,
money,
or for your spirit.
You're at the right spot.
It's time now for Connect with Kimberly Reed.
And here's your host, Kimberly Reed.
Show. It is such an honor and pleasure to be here, and what a gorgeous day here in Ventura County. My goodness, it looks like summertime outside. And I want to thank one of our newest and latest sponsors, Camarillo Bridal, whose grand opening week will start April 22nd, and they are going to have a practically a giveaway a day. So be sure to check out them at gorgeousgowns.biz, gorgeousgowns.biz. And it's just going to be a really fun time. They're expanding, new beautiful location. So check out gorgeousgowns.biz. Today is Relationship Day, and we have a phenomenal guest on today. She is on a whirlwind book tour right now, so she may be a little tired, but she's still, I'm sure, going to bring a ton of energy around her story. And I just can't even imagine my spouse coming to me and saying these words, but that is what happened to her. She did have a spouse that said, I came to her face-to-face and said, I don't love you anymore. And what did she do? So we're going to find out all about that today and how to live life more brilliantly through our relationships and to really take back our power and to enjoy life a whole lot more. So today, again, Relationship Day, if you know of somebody who's having a little bit of a rockiness in their marriage currently, then be sure to text them, call them, and get them listening right now because we're going to have a fun time today. So today we have Laura Munson. She lives in Montana where she writes a ton of books. She's written 14 novels in the last half of her life, and unfortunately most of them have not been published, but that has allowed her to learn how to work with rejection instead of being victimized by it. In the Dance with Publishers, she likes to ride horses, and she rears her children with her husband in that north corner of Montana. So without further ado, we're going to find out lots about Laura Munson. Laura, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Kimberly. Thanks for having me on your show.
I am so glad that we've connected, dear. So what the heck? I mean, one day after 20-some years, your husband just comes to you and goes, I don't love you anymore.
Yeah.
What in the world was going through your mind, honey?
Well, none of us wants to hear those words.
No.
I don't love you anymore. And many of us live in fear of them. Let's remember, I was with this guy. I have been with this guy since 1988. So I knew him deeply. And this is a great man. This is a family man. This is an equal and loving partner. And so for him to say those words, I knew that he was in crisis. And the kind of crisis that he was experiencing was something very near and dear to my heart because he was losing his job.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are in crisis right now because of that same reason. And after many years, like you said in your intro, of basing my personal happiness on my career success or not, I realized I had to change my relationship with what personal success really meant.
Mm.
So I said to him, so I had been practicing this and had learned that really our happiness is a choice. And yes, I love writing, and yes, I want to be published, but that's not who I am. It's who I am in my life with my relationships and my relationship with myself. So I said to him, you're in crisis. I recognize this crisis, and I don't buy it. What can we do to give you some distance right now without taking apart all that we've created in all these years? And he could have said, nothing, I'm out of here. But he chose to stick with it. And there began this season of our relationship that's depicted in the book.
Wow. So, I mean, is that the first thing that came to your mind was, wow, you're in crisis, honey. What can we do to help you? Because I'm thinking a lot of women probably would, that would not be their first response.
Because we've been, and that's right, you know, and we have been taught in our society that our power is in fighting and resisting and reacting and engaging in the drama, and I have learned that that's not where my power is. My power is in pooling My power is in taking care of myself. And sometimes that means going slowly and not fighting and not issuing ultimatums and not throwing plates.
Or small appliances.
I love my plates way too much to throw them, you know. So, but this is not just, you know, this was not a knee-jerk reaction. This was something that I had learned after years of dealing with rejection in my field from publishers. This does not meet our needs at this time. You know, it used to mean to me, I'm a bad writer, I'm going to fall through the cracks, I'm never going to get anywhere. And I learned that they're just words. And I don't love you anymore actually can be just words, too. And,
wow.
It's not easy, but it's ultimately about, you know, letting go of other people's opinions of you and focusing on what you can control.
Well, when we talked earlier today, Laura, you were really adamant about helping people take back their lives, which I absolutely love, and out of victimization. And when we give our power away, like what you're talking about, we do live in that victimized mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So by really realizing that, you know, words are only what you put through your filter, and if your filter through your belief systems or through social conditioning, family mirroring, whatever, if the filter is clogged up with other people's junk, then it is really easy to fall into that victimization trap. Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree with that. And it's a myth. You know, I've heard from a lot of people. So this book came out, it's called This Is Not the Story You Think It Is. It came out last April in hardback, and now it's coming out in paperback, and I'm actually going to be in the L.A. area doing the Reinvention Convention that Moore Magazine is putting together and then speaking in Pasadena at Roman's Bookstore. And I love everywhere I go, the same questions get asked. And originally, I just spoke at this beautiful country club today. I've spoken in all sorts of different kind of social demographics. The same questions get asked. And that is, how do you not take that personally? And what I've learned is that our inner critic has a lot to say, especially when we are in crisis. And I have learned to get not only aware of her, but to understand that I create her, and she's just scared. So the way that I would handle my children when they wake up in the middle of the night from a nightmare is the same way I handle her. She's just scared, and she's loud, you know, really loud when I'm bathing suit shopping, you know, really, really. And it's about, you know, loving her and saying, hey, I'm here. Now, everything's going to be okay. And so, yeah, she was really loud at that time in my life. But I saw that it was possible to actually engage her with calm and empathy and understanding. And she got very quiet.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So walk us through that. I mean, because the beliefs that we hold about ourselves and others allow us to either react or respond. I mean, the feelings, the thoughts play into the behaviors and ultimately the results. So, I mean, did you realize that your husband was in crisis before this moment?
Yes, I knew that there was a crisis coming, and so many people are having crisis in their relationships these days, especially with the economy and the way it is. And people who are really used to working and defining their happiness by their career are out of a job. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened with us. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that my husband, like me, had rigged it so that his sense of self-worth was dependent upon his career success. And he lost his job, essentially, and I felt a crisis coming. I never knew it was going to turn into a marriage crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people do all kinds of stuff when they're in pain and when they're running scared. And I love him. And, you know, so that's what helped me to be able to say to him, look, I don't buy it. You know, what's going on for you, really? And how do we not take down our entire family, land in Montana and two kids and this wonderful life that we've built for ourselves? And I think that's possible for any of us in any crisis in our lives, whether it's with our bosses or you know, our family of origins. And again, you know, but this is not about like a strategy to stay married. This is a philosophy about how to live your life, no matter what's going on.
Absolutely, how to live life. And we'll talk more about this, Laura, but I truly believe that this recession that we have been going through, and ultimately I believe it will be called a depression, because in many ways it is having a, it will have a broader reach than the depression back in the 30s. But there, it caused us to be shaken where we needed to be shaken, and to realize our true priorities and what's truly important to us. So let's talk more about that when we return. Author and now speaker Laura Munson is our guest today, and she has written a book called
This is not the story you think it is.
And I love the subtitle, A Season of Unlikely Happiness. Laura Munson, please stay with us for a wonderful conversation that we are going to continue here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, Relationship Day, Inspiring and Empowering Radio on 1400 AM KKZZ.
Just run and scare. Each place we go,
are you or someone you know headed down the aisle or to prom? Camarillo Bridal and Gorgeous Gowns is soon to be open in their new, beautiful, and expanded location at 425 Arneal in the center of Camarillo. Grand opening festivities begin on April 22nd with prom day. Be sure to put in your slip for a free prom dress or tuxedo rental. Visit gorgeousgowns.biz. That's gorgeousgowns.biz for all the fabulous details.
Do you want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
And welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. Today is Relationship Day, and our wonderful guest is Laura Munson. You can learn more about Laura at lauramunson.com, and her last name is M-U-N-S-O-N, so lauramunson.com. And I love when we chatted earlier, the legacy that she wants to leave is that she wants people to know that playing victim doesn't work, and you can powerfully choose your emotions. So, Laura, we were talking a bit about how the recession has shaken a lot of people and caused them to reflect on some things and make some changes, as has happened in your family. What are some of the benefits that you've seen out of that?
Well, and it's interesting because now my husband is enjoying some career success, as am I, but we know that that's not ultimately what defines your well-being or even happiness, if I can dare to use that word. That is the subtitle of my book, A Season of Unlikely Happiness. But when I say happiness, I don't mean, you know, blissed out happiness. It's sometimes just one deep breath, you know, one small step outside of the suffering, which becomes our normal. And we don't even know that we're in that kind of pain. Mm-hmm. We're not even aware of our inner critic and how cruel she or he can be. But we create that voice, and it is possible to love that voice into submission. So, yeah, the economy is a huge deal for people. My book is being published in 8 different countries right now so far.
Wow.
And so I get to hear from people all over the world who aren't necessarily married, but who understand this idea of, you know, the lethal equation of basing your happiness on your career success.
Well, when you talk about that breath and even enjoying the happiness of that single breath, you're really talking about inner joy, because the happiness to me, it comes from the root word of happenstance, and it is very circumstantial. So I think we've really confused, and the English language is confusing in and of itself, but happiness again, is circumstantial versus that true inner joy and finding bliss even in the darkest of times.
Yeah, and those are lofty words, too, when people say happiness or live in the present or, you know, for me all these years I've kind of felt bullied by those words. But I got to see what it's like to really practically apply what it is to be in the present moment, not, you know, at yoga class or at church or, you know, I live in this beautiful part of the country in Montana and ride horses. And you know, if you have it rigged in your head that your happiness is based on going and getting on your horse or going to the gym or whatever it is that you practice, those things are important and they're lifelines. But the true practice of being in the present moment and receiving the freedom of not engaging in fear of the fear of the future and shame from the past, but like right there at your kitchen sink, right there when you're driving your kids to school or on the soccer sidelines, that's what I'm interested in. What is it like to really live in the present moment? And from what I've learned is it's about letting go. It's about really receiving what's going on right now and not playing victim and not letting things outside of your control define your happiness.
Well, when you've said that in a couple of different ways, and it totally reminds me of Eleanor Roosevelt's quote, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent."
Yes, and that's in my book.
Oh,
I love that quote.
Very good. Well, so we're on the same wavelength here, and definitely when we are human and we play the victim, it really is disempowering. It is literally giving our power away to other people, organizations, whether it be government, religion, you know, family, whatever it is, that and when we can just learn to be like what you're talking about and be in the moment, to be authentic and just be who you were created to be, there's something really beautiful about those moments. And certainly I, you know, talk about this a lot, and I am still very much definitely on the journey of realizing these moments with greater and greater frequency. But it's a beautiful way to live. It's easier to breathe in those moments.
That's true. And people keep saying, "I don't get it. Your husband said, 'I don't love you anymore.' How is that possible for you not to take that personally?" And the easiest way I can say it is that I got really sick of the story I was telling myself, which was, I'm only as good as my career success. I'm only as good as, you know, weighing a certain amount of, you know, whatever it is that we've all got that story, you know. I am powerful when I fill in the blank, whatever that is for you, you know. And I realized that that was a lie I was telling myself, and that my true power lay truly within me and letting go. And once I started to practice that, life got really easy for myself. So it's not like actually this highfalutin spiritual practice. It's more of getting really sick of the lie that we tell ourselves, which is where our power lies. And so it just got easy, like you just said. It got easy for me to let go. And that was the payoff. And I think we're human beings. In order to affect change in our life, we need to feel the payoff. And for me, the payoff was that it got to be easy. I got to give myself permission to be exactly who I am and have it be easy.
Wow. Well, and gosh, if we can at all inspire folks today to take back their power and just be and let go, like you talk about, let go of the things that are causing us fear or causing what T. Harv Eker in his seminars and events calls mind frick, which is just, you know, all those crazy voices, you know, that may not be even your own, but the story like you're talking about, that I'm not good enough, I haven't succeeded, you know, my financials aren't where I want them to be, I don't have the coach bag, I, you know, I'm not good enough at this, that, or the other thing, they're so much better, yada, yada, yada. I'm never, you know, I haven't ever done very well at this kind of business. I'm never going to do very well, you know, and just on and on. That chatter keeps us victimized. And so literally we're holding ourselves hostage with this kind of stuff, not to mention what is going on externally, which is really just a mirror of what's going on internally.
But I used to think that I needed to fight and exile that voice inside of me, and I realized, like I said, it's just a scared little girl inside of me, and I can love her into submission, really. And that's, I think, an important piece to this. And not one that's in my book. I've kind of grown beyond the book in a way.
Yay.
I really, well, I hope we all are a work in progress.
Absolutely.
But that at first I thought, you know, she's like this demon inside of me and get thee out, and, you know, wish her a violent death by shark. And, you know, and I learned instead, the truth is I create her. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be at war with myself. Mm-hmm. And I realized she's just scared. Once I started looking at it like that, that's when I really got to see how she could quiet down.
Well, and when you give that part of yourself the love and attention and security and, you know, whatever beneficial resources that are required to that particular part of us, instead of fighting against, sometimes fighting against can really have a boomerang effect and bite you in the butt. And it can rear up even worse than just the mind frick that was going on before.
I love that mind frick. And, you know, I mean, I'm a very strong feminist. I hope all women are. I mean, we like voting, right? I mean, we're feminists.
I'm a big fan myself.
I had this woman interview me in Seattle, and during the TV break, she looked at me and she said, "I am a card-carrying feminist. And I loved your book because we burned our bras for you."
Mm.
And there's times to burn your bra. There are times to fight. I'm not saying, like, always be passive, right? You know, but I'm also saying that our power is not necessarily in fighting and reacting.
Well, and especially as we become more aware of our energy, and I wouldn't say that I'm a card-carrying feminist. I certainly didn't burn a bra in my lifetime, although I probably wanted to on occasion just out of discomfort. But, you know, I want to honor men and allow them the space to be men, but also to allow women to be women and to balance that energy out into the world. So I think it's really important that we don't put down anybody, because that's no better than what has been happening to women all of these years. But like you said, the fight against is destructive in many, many ways. But if we can just allow each other the space to be who we are, whether we're male, female, somewhere in between, you know, a balance of both within our bodies, whatever that feels like best for you, then it takes the emotional charge out of being, just being, like you talked about, and finding that inner joy and just being us. And when we do that, I truly believe it gives other people permission to do the same, because they realize the peace that comes with that.
Yes, and I love that you just brought that up, because at the beginning of the book, I give the reader a challenge, because it was the same challenge I was giving myself, which was, let's not take sides in this, because society says one person here is a victim, another person here is a victor, and I didn't want to go there. So I challenged myself and the reader to not take sides, because who are we when we're taking sides? We're pointing the finger. And I'm not interested in that sort of thinking at all. Mm-hmm. So whether or not my husband chose to come back and be an equal loving partner, it didn't really matter ultimately. Of course, that was my first choice because I love him. But this was a time to get out of that sort of thinking and move into a place of personal freedom, which sounds very lofty, but it's actually very simple. It's just a choice. It's playground politics. Nobody can make you mad. Nobody can make you feel guilty. Nobody can make you cry. Those always are our choice.
Well, and it is really important to realize, even from moment to moment, and, you know, write it on a card, put it on a post-it note, put the post-its all over your house, on your forehead, on your palm, wherever it needs to go, is that I have a choice in this moment.
Yeah.
And that choice, you know, may not be what you expect, but you still have a choice. And when we say that, well, I didn't have a choice, that's giving away your power.
Yes.
Laura, I'm just loving this conversation, honey. So we get to take a break, and we're going to honor a Shiro today, and so give you a little mini break. And then when we return, we are going to continue this fabulous conversation and continue to inspire and empower others with your story and the life lessons that you learned through the experience of your husband saying, honey, I don't love you anymore, and working through that in a beneficial way for both of you. So stay with us here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM KKZZ.
Are you ready for a career that makes a difference in the lives of others? Or perhaps you realize having only one source of income just doesn't cut it in this economy. Hi, I'm Kimberly Reed, founder of Tools for Better Living, and I'm looking for motivated people to join me on a mission that is revolutionizing North America. My team and I believe every woman deserves to have a life coach so she can live an extraordinary life with purpose and passion. Go to toolsforbetterliving.com, that's toolsforbetterliving.com, to complete a short application for consideration.
And welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. It is a great pleasure to be here with you today and to bring you our Shiro of the day, Norma Fonseca, who is participating in the EcoFest Ventura tomorrow. It's the fourth annual Ventura Earth Day EcoFest, and there's going to be a ton of different things, arts, crafts, children's education pavilion, foods, drinks, silent auctions, raffles galore, and over 70 eco-friendly exhibitors and vendors, many who are have products and services right here in Ventura County. The place is Promenade Park. The date is tomorrow, April 16th, from 10 to 5. The cost is free. So head out to the beach in Ventura near Crown Plaza and enjoy a nice walk on the beach. That's always fun. And check out local vendors who are supporting earth-friendly, eco-friendly products and services right here in our area. And go say hi to my friend Norma. She is passionate about helping people live healthier in their homes, and she's just a great all-around person and one of my dearest friends. So Norma Fonseca tomorrow at the 4th Annual Ventura Earth Day EcoFest. So check it out at the Promenade Park. And we're here today on Relationship Day here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, and our guest is author and speaker Laura Munson. You can learn more about her book at lauramunson.com. Her book is This Is Not the Story You Think It Is, A Season of Unlikely Happiness, and now going to print in 8 countries. Is that what I heard you say, Laura?
Yes, I'm still stuck on I want to take a beach in Ventura, California. After a long, brutal winter in Montana, you can't imagine what, you know, how vitamin D deprived we are. But yes, it's being published in 8 different countries. I couldn't be more thrilled. When you start speaking the truth, it is, and when you're willing to be vulnerable and you're willing to do it responsibly, it's amazing the impact.
Mm.
And, you know, my favorite bit of fan mail, and I apologize if anybody's heard me say this, but I love this. I heard from a woman from Tel Aviv, Israel, and she said, I know that marriage is the entry point to your book, or, you know, whatever she said, but she said, I'm not married, and I'm blind, and I heard about your book, and I downloaded it on my computer, and I listened to it over the weekend, and it got me over the worst loss of my life, and that was the death of my seeing eye dog to cancer.
Aww.
Isn't that amazing? So when you start being powerful about who you are, when you start really being responsible about how you relate with life, it's amazing the trajectory that occurs. And, you know, normally I write novels, but I happen to have written my way through this because, Kimberly, I needed this book on my bedside table. I needed to know that I wasn't a victim. And I had been working with this sort of philosophy, and I thought, you know what, I bet this could help a lot of people. And so I wrote it. And it is. And it's really an honor for me to be on the receiving end now of a lot of gratitude. It's amazing.
Well, and who knows, Laura, maybe writing all of those novels prepared you to write this one book that is changing the world. We never know what the experience and how those weave together into the tapestry of our lives that end up ultimately being our mission to inspire or power or assist people in, with whatever gifts that we have. And obviously your gift is writing. You love doing it. I read on your website that you would do it even if you did it for had to do it for free. So that is, you know, your gift. And now you've been able to weave a story that is inspiring all kinds of people, married or unmarried.
Yeah, it really, you know, people out there who want to write or who just want to speak their truth, and with the internet being what it is, there are all sorts of venues for that these days, and people are starving for truth.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I find that, you know, and... You know, I read all over the country in all sorts of different places. You name it. You know, senior centers, high schools, colleges, libraries, bookstores, country clubs, JCCs, YMCAs, YWCAs. The same exact questions get asked every single place. And I love that because the human condition, the collective we, is all afraid of these baseline things. I don't love you anymore. You know, that's something we all fear. And I love that people are responding to truth and vulnerability. And I don't profess to have any answers. I'm just willing to share my story.
That's beautiful, Laura. And it's interesting. I was recalling one of my guests 3 weeks ago or so, Adam Markell, who had just spoken in Vietnam, excuse me, communist country, and they had the same money issues as people in the United States do. You know, they have the same beliefs of not having enough or money doesn't grow on trees or, you know, any of those crazy mind frick phrases that we use in the arena of money. And now you're saying that it's the same around the fear of rejection. And I was at an event this last weekend, and we were doing an exercise around the mind frick thing, and it was so interesting that we were all going around in an effort to break through this, and over we heard the same phrases from our 13 other teammates, and it was like we all have the same crap. We are all dealing with the same crap. And somehow just knowing that and having that awareness brings power and brings relief and brings peace that I'm not alone in this. You know, they're human just like me. They have the same challenges just like me. You know, maybe they're at a different socioeconomical, maybe they're a different gender, maybe whatever. Maybe they're married, maybe they're unmarried. But at the human level, at the levelest playing field, we still have the same basic challenges of overcoming that story that sometimes shouts loudly in our heads, but it keeps us from playing a bigger game. And that's the tragedy if we allow that to happen.
Mm-hmm. My author's statement is that, I love that you just used the word relief. It's, I write to shine a light on a dim or an otherwise pitch black corner to provide relief for myself and others.
Wow.
And so that means sometimes that I'm going to be the main character. Uh-huh. You know, I've had plenty of people say, why would you write your way through a marital crisis and expose your husband going through a crisis? I look at it like a midlife opportunity, not a midlife crisis. And, you know, I would never have submitted this book to my agent if he wasn't comfortable with it, because I'm responsible with my pen, you know, and I also write fiction, so I could have somehow fictionalized this experience. But if that's what my author's statement is, to provide relief for myself and others, then I needed to write my way through this. I needed a book like that on my bedside table during that time that wasn't specifically spiritual, because you can plug this into any religion or
sure.
No religion, right?
Sure.
And I also needed a book that was not a self-help book, like, you know, bullet pointed. I don't read self-help books, really. I mean, I needed a book that was a story from a human being out there who was going through it a hard time and was relating with it the way I was. So I wrote it. I couldn't find a book like it, so I wrote it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just...
That inspires me. Thank you.
Good.
That really inspires me, and it goes really well along with what I heard over and over in the event, and it's basic truth, it's universal truth,
yes.
and it transcends a man-made denomination, or it transcends the powers of government, or oppression by whatever regime that we are human, and we have been allowed these experiences in our lives to not only shape us, but to help us realize our mission. Because like you said, I mean, you couldn't find what you needed, so you wrote it. And now it gets to help other people through your the perceived opposition that of the fear of rejection and working through that rather than being victimized by it. And I think that's just, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And I heard Liz Gilbert, you know, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, say, you know, ultimately, because she wrote a bunch of novels too, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then she busted out that beautiful book. And she said, ultimately, it's between the reader and the book, not the reader and me.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to that really clearly because you're just a messenger. I mean, your radio show is the same thing. You're just speaking, like you said, universal truth. I've spoken at churches. I've spoken in Buddhist retreat centers. I've heard from Muslims. You know, praise to Allah from the Muslim community. I thank you for, you know, from atheists. I love that because universal truth is universal truth. And then you can plug it into wherever it meets your life. But ultimately, it's between that truth and the person who's perceiving it. So, like, I don't, my ego keeps wanting to explode, but it's just like not.
Mm-hmm.
There's no ego explosion. Every so often I just, you know, want like one moment where it does explode, but there's nothing there. There's like no cheese down that tunnel, you know?
No cheese down that tunnel. Oh, I love it. Well, and I think that I've always been that kid that, you know, when I learned about humans only using 10% or less of their brain, I'm like, gosh, what would happen if we used the other 90%? And I'm thinking right now, gosh, what would happen if we would all citizens of the globe just focused on the universal truth and let go of the other filters?
Yeah.
And treating ourselves and other with honor and respect and quieting those voices or giving those voices within us and outside of ourselves just the love that they need or whatever the resources, security or confidence or, you know, whatever those resources are for you that could use a bolster. I mean, we would just start mirroring brilliance all over the place.
Yeah, this is kind of probably not appropriate, but who cares? I'm usually not very appropriate anyway. I had a massage the other day because I am on the road for 8 weeks promoting this book, and I was in a hotel room, and I have a really messed up neck, and so I got this massage, and I was so excited, and this woman had really bad allergies, and every 2 seconds she sniffed really strongly and loudly. And I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm paying like $90 for a one-hour massage to hear this woman sniff. And I thought, every time she sniffs, I'm going to send her loving kindness.
There you go.
And I'm going to this is going to be a practice for me for the next hour of my life. And I can't control when she sniffs, so whenever she sniffs, that's when I'm going to just say, I send out loving kindness to you. And you know what? It was the most powerful hour I've experienced in a long time. This one's pretty good too, but I have to tell you, lying there on that massage table naked in my hotel room practicing loving kindness to this woman who was, you know, dripping through her nose on my back was,
oh my gosh,
a great practice. So there, you know, and it was a really beautiful experience. That might sound insane to you, but
No, I think that's a great learning tool for us to all, you know, because we all have daily annoyances. I mean, that's just part of life, and are we going to
fall prey to the victimization of being annoyed.
Right.
Going, my gosh, I'm spending $90 to be sniffed on?
Yeah.
Really? Come on. Or can I send this woman who obviously could use a bolster in her immune system and probably her love bank and take that as an opportunity? I am having so much fun with this conversation. Laura, please stay with us for our final sponsor honor break, and we will be back here talking with Laura Munson, the author and speaker of This Is Not the Story You Think It Is, A Season of Unlikely Happiness. Check it out at lauramunson.com. And we are here on Inspiring and Empowering Radio, 1400 AM KKZZ.
Do you want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple clean and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
Are you or someone you know headed down the aisle or to prom? Then you simply must check out Camarillo Bridal and Gorgeous Gowns. Now open in their new location at 425 Arneal in Camarillo. Nearly every day between April 22nd to April 28th, Camarillo Bridal will draw for free items to be given away, including a $1,000 bridal gown and a trip for two to Vegas. Visit gorgeousgowns.biz. That's gorgeousgowns.biz for all the fabulous details.
Welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. Our guest today, Laura Munson, talking about relationship, not only in her marriage, but really with herself. And she wrote this amazing book called This Is Not the Story You Think It Is, A Season of Unlikely Happiness. And I love this this testimonial from Dr. Christine Northrup, who wrote Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom. Ever hear about the power of positive thinking? Ever wonder what it looks like in real life? Ever run up against some rocky places in your relationship that scare the crap out of you? If you answered yes, read this book now. She says she devoured it in 24 hours. It's pure real-life illumination. So our guest today, Laura Munson. So, Laura, I mean, you're just a testimony of living on purpose. And other than being fully present and breathing, how were you able to keep from reacting when your husband said, I don't love you anymore, and stay away from the drama?
And that's such a good question, and that's what people want to know, because, again, this stuff sounds really lofty, and, like, you know, I used to get bullied by this sort of stuff, and it's as simple as getting aware of your inner critic. I think it begins there, because we don't even know how cruel we are in our own minds. So, like, every time I pass by my grandmother's piano, I feel guilty, and I hear all the stuff in my head. You were supposed to play me an elephant's died for those ivory keys, and, you know, your grandmother's rolling over in her grave, and the truth is that it's just a piano. It's just a piece of furniture in my living room, and I could tell myself a different story, which is we have great memories around that piano. And maybe someday I'll be able to play that thing, you know?
I'm so wealthy and abundant for even having a piano.
Yeah, thank you. I get to have a Steinway piano in my living room, you know? So I think I've thought a lot about this in the last year. And, you know, what's in this book for people? And how can it inspire people to take a different look at their life and tell themselves a different story? And that's really where it begins, getting aware of the inner dialogue that we all have, and then realizing that we can control the way that inner dialogue speaks to us. And it sounds very simple, but it's not always easy. And I also want to say I'm really bad at this a lot.
Right? That's called being human, Laura.
I'm not a therapist. I'm not any kind of, like, self-help guru. I'm just a person living in Northwest Montana, writing books, and raising kids, and being a wife, and being a friend, and a daughter, etc.
And a piano owner.
But and a, what'd you say?
And a piano owner.
A piano owner and a horse fool. But I have a real commitment to this because I have to say it makes life so much easier. And why can't life be easier? Why do we make it so difficult? Why are we so stubbornly in our own way? I'm not interested in that anymore. So this is what I'm committed to right now. And we'll see, you know,
where
how it goes. I like the mind frick. I am. That's going to be my new bumper sticker.
Get rid of your mind frick. Love on it and let it go.
Who's your farmer and get rid of your mind frick? Those are my two.
Oh, so, I mean, it's just so inspiring to hear of a real person who is using her gifts to inspire the world and then help them realize that it doesn't have to be so hard. It's funny because the last 4 or 5 months, it's been my mantra that what if it's easy and what if it's fun?
Yeah, what if it's easy and what if it's, gosh, you and I are cut from the same cloth. I said it earlier, but I'll say it again. My mantra going out into this world and, you know, into this world of book tour and going on Good Morning America and the early show and all this stuff was I give myself permission to be exactly who I am and have it be easy. And then this time around on paperback tour, I added to it and have it be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because why not? Why can't it be fun?
Well, we get caught up in the struggle and the suffering. And that's just, you know, creates a lot of drama. It takes a hell of a lot of energy to be in that space. And it's not productive energy.
Mm-mm.
It's not an investment into the legacy of your life. It is just an expenditure and not a healthy one at that. And it really serves no purpose to live in that space of downward spiral of drama, of depression, of sadness, of fight all the time and suffering and struggle and all of those things that those are only designed to point you to a different way. It is a roadmap on a sign on the road of life that says, need to go in a different direction, honey.
Yeah, but people stay in it because there's a payoff. That's what I've finally figured out. Because it's like, why would you stay in that place of suffering willfully? I mean, maybe it's a lack of awareness, but I think there's more to it. I think there's the payoff. So it's like, I get to be right. See, I've told myself a story that, see, I'm going to end up alone, or see, I'll never get my dreams to come true, or see, I get. So you get to somehow be right for it. And that's really, I'm exhausted by being right for that. I'd rather change it to, you know what I'm saying? And it's a very simple thing, but society doesn't support it. And so it's like time to change the story.
It is time to change the entire culture around this. But you're right. I mean, there is a payoff. I mean, people get negative attention, at least they're getting attention, and it's what they know versus mm-hmm. what they don't know. And especially when the programming from 0 to 7 was, you know, maybe not stellar, or maybe you chose beliefs around what you saw or heard or felt that are no longer serving you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to take that inventory and to go, you know, whether it's quiet the voices, whether it's send them love, whatever it is to release that that inner struggle, that and learn to live in peace in this moment, I think is really the takeaway that you and I would like to give our listeners today and inspire them to try on, if you will, a different tapestry. Try on a different way of being and see how it would serve you, and maybe even just visualize how it might serve you, how it might be different to put some comfort around moving in that direction in your life. Laura, would you like to leave our listeners with anything today?
Well, and also, you know, this is not, yes, my husband and I are still together and our relationship
Yay.
Has healed, but that's, I love when I hear from people who say, you know, I kind of didn't care. in your book, like, no offense, but, you know, what happened to your relationship, because this was your journey. And that really is why it's titled, This Is Not the Story You Think It Is, because this is about the individual's journey and feeling powerful when everybody tells you you're supposed to feel powerless. And I think that's the takeaway. That's what I would like to leave people with, and that happiness is our choice. Our emotions are our own choice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful. So remember those choices, folks. It is so very vital to living a joy-filled life. And we want that for you. You know, Laura, myself, the other guests that you hear on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show, we all are rooting for you. We all are giving you permission to live a life of joy and peace and of service to others with your unique gifts, talents, and experiences. And just like Laura did with her set of circumstances and what she found through her experiences of being rejected from publisher after publisher and then ultimately having a moment of rejection from her husband, is that she got to choose. She got to choose. And you do get to choose to respond or react, and you get to deal with the consequences, good and bad, of those choices. So really consider playing into your strengths, and when you do, you give permission to others to do the same, and that's a really beautiful thing. Laura, thank you so much for being on our show today. It has been a true joy in interviewing you today, and I look forward to connecting with you again off the air again soon.
Me too. I loved it, Kimberly. Have a great day out there in sunny California. I'm very jealous.
Well, you'll be out here again soon. Tell us again those dates.
I will. I'm speaking on the 21st in Pasadena. So at the Romans Bookstore.
And then again, if there's a conference?
Reinvention Convention, that's put on by Moore Magazine. I'm completely honored to be speaking at that. That's on the 23rd in May. So, yeah, I will be out there.
And you'll get to soak up plenty of vitamin D then.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thanks again, Laura. And for those of you who may be interested, tomorrow is Seize the Day is the topic on the Life Coaching Group Demonstration Call. So check out Seize the Day. It is early, but so worth it to get your weekend really jump-started in a powerful way. So if you are interested in gaining new tools to really live in your definition of success versus somebody else's, if you would like to live an empowered life and help others empower their lives, then check out Seize the Day, the topic on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific. The phone number is at toolsforbetterliving.com. That's toolsforbetterliving.com, along with a myriad of other topics that are every day of the week, Sunday through Saturday, every day, that we have a different topic, different times, and it's all listed right there, including the conference code number. This weekend is actually, there's a Millionaire Mind Intensive by T. Harv Eckert. If you are interested in going to that, please email me for a ticket. I will send you an electronic ticket and allow you to go for free. And there are others. There's one in San Diego, one in Santa Clarita, and those are happening in May and June, as if memory serves correctly. So email me. I'll give you the full details, and you can email me at Connect with Kimberly Reed, the name of the show, at gmail.com. It's been a pleasure and truly an honor to serve you and inspire and give you empowering tools this week. And join us again next week when we will be back on Monday at 1 o'clock and serve you again with some phenomenal guests once again. So dare to be more brilliant and let other people see your inner shine and give them permission to do the same. Take care.
This is for you, Daddy. Took my love and I took it down.